Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, UCM Spiritual Family. This is Sister Glass, and I greet you in that wonderful name, which is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. And the last several days, I've been ministering on a subject, Seek Divine Pleasure. We were looking from Scripture what the Word of God has to say about the things that God takes pleasure in. He takes pleasure in His creation, in righteousness, in wisdom, and He also takes pleasure in His people. That's Psalm 149 and 4. And now we wanted to look at other areas, other arenas that God receives and takes pleasure in, but it involves also our participation, our activity. And let's begin right now to look at those. But before we start, let's pray. Father, Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, that your word is a light unto our path, a lamp to our feet. And Lord, that your word giveth light. It gives understanding to the simple. Father, I thank you now, the Lord, as we spend some time in your word, that you will enlarge the place of our tent, if you will, if you would cause the eyes of our understanding to be opened, to behold greater dimensions of truth. Lord, in Jesus' name, thank you for every listener. Thank you for touching them and meeting them in their needs, for Lord, as they seek you first, as they seek to discover what it is that pleases you, you, in your great love and mercy and loving kindness, will minister to whatever needs they have in Jesus' name, because it is your will and your pleasure to meet all of our needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Amen. All right. Well, another area that God receives pleasure is found as a scripture reference. I can give you Ezra, the 10th chapter, verse 11. And that is in when his children repent from sin and become separated unto God. That's what really being holy means. It means being sanctified or consecrated or set apart for God's use. And in Ezra chapter 10 and verse 11, the word says, "Now therefore make confession unto the Lord God of your fathers, and do his pleasure, and separate yourselves from the people of the land and from strange wives." Another area that God receives pleasure is when his family grows. And just as that would be true in a natural family, a husband and wife who want children, they find great pleasure in adding to their family. Well, God also has a family, and he adopts children into his family. Ephesians, the first chapter, verse 5, speaking of our Heavenly Father, the Word of God says, "Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will." You see, that's something he wanted to do. He wants a big family, and that's why the Holy Spirit is being poured out in these last days, that multiplied thousands can yet be brought into God's kingdom because of the witness of the body of Christ. And even in supernatural ways, God is moving today in areas where there's not the freedom to be able to witness and share the gospel. Another way we can give God pleasure is by living by faith. Perhaps a familiar scripture to you found in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse 6. "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Praise God. And then another scripture, also in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse 38, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back and shrinks in fear," the Amplified amplifies it that way, "my soul shall have no pleasure in him," speaking of the Lord. So we if we will be willing to separate ourselves from sin and repent from sin and separate and consecrate ourselves to the Lord, if we, like Jesus, was willing to preach the gospel and obey his Father, so we should be willing to be living epistles for our Heavenly Father, that he may adopt more children into his family. We please him by living by faith and also by having a godly reverence to him. Psalm 147 and 11 says, "The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy." So number 8 is reverence to God, if you're taking notes. 5 was repentance from sin, separation unto God. 6, adopting children into his family. 7, living by faith. 8, reverence to God. And the 9th area I'd like to share with you is submitting our will to his. Now, that's something very easy to say, but in practical application, sometimes it's quite difficult because sometimes our will is in contrast to what the Heavenly Father desires. And that is not evil in itself. It's only natural because God has gifted us with free will. We can see this dynamic even in the life of Jesus, who was without sin, without any blame. His will at one point was in conflict, if you will, when he wrestled and agonized in the Garden of Gethsemane, because he asked the Lord, he said, "Lord, all things are possible to you. If you can do this some other way, please, I don't want to have to go through this. I don't want to have to drink this bitter cup." And yet he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done." So that there is nothing that could please the Father. And of course, Jesus did that his entire lifetime as he walked the earth. Remember when he was baptized in Jordan by John the Baptist, the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form as a dove. And there was a voice heard from heaven that said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And so if we will determine, if we will decide to submit our will to his, in doing so, we recognize that he, who is a God of love, has our very best interests at heart. He knows what is going to fulfill us and what's going to make us happy. And that exemplifies trust. If we're willing to submit to him, that's saying, "Lord, the most cherished thing I possess, my freedom, my independence, my will, I submit to you." And remember Psalms, it says, "I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart." Another beautiful scripture is found in Philippians 2:13 relating to this, submitting our will to his. "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." Oh, that's a scripture I've always loved, because it's God doing this work. He gives us the ability, the desire to want to do it, to will to do it, and then he gives us the empowering, the enabling to actually accomplish it, to work it out, to do it. And in doing so, we're responding to the influence of the Holy Spirit, who's come to be our counselor, our comforter, our guide. Another scripture I can share with you on this submitting our will to his is found in 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 11 through 12. "Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, ye in him, according to the grace of God and the Lord Jesus Christ." In other words, manifesting Jesus' character and the greater works, thereby we give glory to God. So there's a great work that's accomplished. There's great pleasure that is given to our Heavenly Father when we're willing to submit to him. Yet another scripture is found in Hebrews 10, verses 8 through 9. "Sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldst not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second." And then what's another thing that gives pleasure to the Lord? Well, he's such a giving, such a wonderful God. That's his very nature. He wants to give. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Isn't that true? If he's willing to give his Son, will he withhold any good thing from us? I think not. He delights to give us the kingdom. A scripture reference there, this is number 10, is Luke, the 12th chapter, verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Maybe some of your wheels are turning. What other scriptures? Well, let me give another one. Number 11, our prosperity. And there's a beautiful reference found in Psalm 35 and 27. Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And finally, number 12, he derives great joy and pleasure in blessing and in seeing his people mature. Psalm 51 and 18 says, do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion, build thou the walls of Jerusalem. He also receives pleasure in our commitment to this divine purpose. For example, in Haggai 1:8, the Lord commands through the word of the Lord in the prophet's mouth, go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, says the Lord. Praise God. Amen and amen. Well, those are some of the ways we can give pleasure to our God. Praise God. In the moments that remain, I just want to share this word. For the Lord would say, this is the hour for which you have waited. Many have been groomed to please man in the ways of man, but you are being groomed to please your God in his ways like you've never known before. Delight your heart in my choosing you for greater things. Release the Lord your God from your very innermost being and turn a deaf ear to the skeptics and to the unbelievers. I minister through your obedience. Yea, make way for your king, and you shall see that I've placed my hand upon you and desire to bless you even more than what you can ask or think, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, what an encouragement from the Lord. Amen. My time has gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Again, dear spiritual family, I thank you so much for your prayer support as well as your financial giving. This is truly a work of faith, and I stand in awe and amaze how God continues to meet in such faithful ways the needs of this ministry. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.